أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Surah Al-Isra, we will now look at the 10 Quranic commandments in detail. And the first one is obedience to the Creator. And this is the first part of Ayah 23, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَقَذَا رَبُّكَ عَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ. And your Rabb has ordained, he has declared, that you will not be enslaved to anyone but him. You will only be his abd. So let's look at this concept of ubudiyyah. The Arabic word abd, from which comes the word ubudiyyah, is actually one who serves or is obedience to Allah. And the meanings encompassed by abd include that which is smooth or that which creates no friction. So the relationship is a symbiotic one. And the root word abada also is to render easy, implying that if you truly submit to divinity, then it allows the human being ease. Now there is a proximity between the Rabb and the abd. And the example given is like coal and fire. When coal is close to the fire, it takes on the qualities of the fire and it exhibits them to the onlooker. It's light, it's brilliance, it's warmth. If the coal is removed from the proximity of the fire, it becomes just that, a lump of coal. So the concept is to be able to adopt in oneself the attributes of God. The Prophet ﷺ said, تَقَلُّكُ بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Adopt in yourself the akhlaq, the behavior of Allah. It's starting the Asma'ul Husna, which we will look at the end of this surah. So how do we enter into a state of ubudiyyah? It's all about education first. And education comes from the same root word, tarbiyah, which leads to ubudiyyah. And true education doesn't mean only learning the skill to earn one's livelihood, but knowing the purpose of our existence and preparing for death and beyond. So the key is action. And this action needs to be with reform direction. And we find in the Quran continually, it talks about amal as-salihat. It talks about righteous deeds. The only way to be able to manifest belief or manifest ubudiyyah is through righteous deeds. Let's just look at Surah An-Nahl. Surah An-Nahl is Surah number 16, the B, and it's Ayah 97. It's awesome. It says, "Man amila salihan, whoever does good, whoever does righteous deeds, min dhakarin aw untha, whether it's a man or a woman, whether it's male or female, wa huwa mu'minun, and he believes, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاتٍ تَيِّبًا. We will make them have a happy life, or we will give them the happiest of lives. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we will give them a reward for the best of what they did, better than what they did. Let me give an example. There was a 94-year-old man called Unwan al-Basri. And he narrates that he was studying under Malik ibn Anas when Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam came to Medina, and he asked Imam whether he could study under him. Imam told him to continue to study under Malik. So one day, and he was feeling really sad, so he went to Masjid al-Nabi to pray, asking Allah to make Imam's heart inclined towards him. And then he used to just stay at home, only go to leave his house for Salatul Jama'ah. Then when he could bear it no longer, he went to Imam's house after Salatul Asr. He greets Imam and he asked Imam to grant him the benefit of his knowledge. Imam told him, O Abu Abdullah, that was his kunya, knowledge is not acquired through learning. Rather, it is a light that illuminates in the heart of one who wants Allah to guide him. So if you want knowledge, first seek out ubudiyyah within yourself. Seek knowledge according to its use, that is, only that which you can act upon. And ask Allah to make you understand, and He'll make you understand. So he asked Imam, what is ubudiyyah? And Imam said three things. He says that in number one, that in all that Allah has placed at your disposal, the abd does not consider any of it his own possession. For indeed, ibad do not have the right to ownership. They see all wealth as belonging to Allah, and so they dispose of it as He commands them to it. The second thing he says, that the abd does not make plans for himself. He does not see himself as the executor of his plans. مَكَرُهُمْ وَمَكَرُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They plan and he plans and he's the best of planners. That the abd occupies himself solely with observing what Allah has commanded and refrain and ask him to refrain from. And that is what ubudiyyah is all about. So let's just expound on these. When the abd does not see any of the wealth at his disposal as his own, giving from it in the way of Allah becomes easy. When the abd entrusts all his plans to the master planner, the tribulations of the world become insignificant in his eyes. When the abd occupies himself with observing Allah's commands and refraining from that which he has forbidden, he no longer has time for showing off or has no time for useless debates with people. And when Allah grants these three characteristics to a human being, the world, shaitan, and people and their opinions become insignificant in his eyes. And he doesn't seek, he doesn't go after worldly gains to amass possessions, nor does he demand fame and status from people, nor does he waste his time on futile things. And that's the first stage of reaching God consciousness. Unwan al-Basri then asks for practical advice. He says, "Oh, Abu Abdullah, give me some advice." Imam says, "I advise you on 9 issues. Know that they are my advice, especially to those who strive on the path of Allah. And I ask Allah to help you act upon these. 3 of them are to do with self-discipline, 3 to do with rahmah towards others, and 3 to do with knowledge. So learn them well and don't take them lightly." So he said, as for the 3 pieces of advice on self-discipline, number 1, do not eat that which you have no appetite for that brings stupidity. Secondly, don't eat unless you're hungry. Thirdly, when you eat, only eat that which is lawful, and begin in the name of Allah, and remind yourself of the tradition of the Prophet when he said, "There is no vessel that the human being fills worse than his own stomach. Allow 1/3 for food, 1/3 for drink, and keep the other 1/3 empty." The 3rd piece of advice to do with rahmah, or to do with empathy, is, number 1, if someone were to say to you, "If you dare say a word, I'll give you 10 back," then you should be such a person as to reply, "If you say 10 words, you will not hear a single one back from me." Secondly, when someone insults you, say, "If you are right, then may Allah forgive me. And if you are wrong, then may He forgive you for it." And thirdly, when someone treats you harshly, return it with good counsel and pray for him. As for the advice to do with knowledge, Imam said, "Ask the scholars that which you're ignorant of, but don't ask them to test them. Secondly, don't act based on your own opinion about something. Exercise precaution in all things wherever possible. And finally, beware of giving religious decrees and legal opinions as you would beware of a lion. Don't put your neck at a stake for people to walk all over it." And the Imam told him, "And peace be on him who follows this guidance." Inshallah, we will continue with the second one, which is about parents, tomorrow. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.